Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
One pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And a very good Friday morning, people. You've made it just about through another week, March the 25th, 2022. So much going on. This is not going to be an open like you get on the Thursday, where it's pre-planned and there's drops and there's all sorts of intros. But I'll tell you what, there's no boops, right? I mean, we're not going to get into any of that side stuff, but we got a lot going on. Lot going on. Tyreek Hill. I was never going to go to the Jets. No, that was never an option. We are 13 days away from the Mets and the Yankees starting their seasons. Duke last night with an unbelievable victory. And every time I watched them, I can't think that this is the end of the run of this era for Coach K. And it was dicey again down the stretch in Bankero and Roach hit big shots, and Duke moves on. I mean, top of the morning roast at 6:45. So much to do. And then again, who can forget Host Sadness? Where you know who was sad yesterday? One whining Peter Rosenberg. Because Rick, despite every effort by Rosenberg, Rick took him down.
So lift it up and show it to me.
Hell yeah, we
showed
it to
him. Oh, I showed it to him. I showed it to him, all right.
So before we get to any of it, we say good morning to a man who moves on to the Final Four to take on, I guess, his best friend. But that best friend didn't really go to bat for him yesterday. Michael Kay, we say good morning to Rick DiPietro.
Good morning, David. Couple things. I got to come clean. Couple things. Yeah. As far as the Dukies, I don't want it to be over for Coach K. I don't.
So you don't want it either?
No, I don't want it. I didn't think I would feel this way. But, I mean, you mentioned early on that second half, a little dicey. They switched to the zone. I'm like, and then all of a sudden they go on that. I don't want it to be over. I want to see Coach K.
You want to see him in the Final Four,
I want to see him in the Final Four. I want to see him win the championship. I do
well,
not.
Well, I think a lot of people want that. Even people that don't love Duke, I think a lot of people want him to go out on the high. I saw this. How about just 56% of his life he has coached Duke basketball?
It's amazing, man. I mean, he's the face of college basketball right now. He is.
He's a great story. Do you know what I learned last? I didn't know this. The semis, the Final Four and the finals are not on CBS?
No, I mean, that's news to me.
They're on TBS this year.
Oh, a little TBS action.
So, CBS is probably like, no, let Duke lose, let Gonzaga lose, let you know, all the big-time schools lose, and TBS is like, yes, keep Duke in, please.
No, exactly right. Keep Duke in is right. Yeah, my bracket's busted. I'm all good.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. It's busted.
But so is mine. By the way, I like around 100 people in my pool. Santiago, third to last.
Third to last.
To last of about 100 people.
Well, here's what I respect about
him. Done. Has nobody left.
Yeah, but here's what I respect about Santiago, though. Said he didn't care. He was going to do it just so he didn't get mocked for not doing it. And that's how he did it. That's how he approached it. He didn't care, and it shows. He's the third worst in the pool, as opposed to like a Peter Rosenberg, and now Don LaGreca in on the action. Ah, what is this, Host Sadness? Who cares? We don't care about Host Sadness. Oh, yeah, you do.
You know what's great about them? They don't care until they care.
Or now they care. Now they care. Don spent, I mean, multiple segments yesterday. We can't have this happen. Peter lost. We failed him because we didn't mention it.
Harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
That was actually Coach K's speech at half.
Oh, yeah.
That was a speech.
Did he sing it like Don? Harass them. Make them give up the ball. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Harass them.
Harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
Relinquish the ball. Who would ever say that? All right, guys. Harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
That's a little chant that he does for Marco's team.
Yeah, he's on the sideline. He's playing loser basketball.
He's 3.5!
Marco, harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
Who's this dad with no facial hair in the stands? Yeah, harass them.
Who's this strange-looking father on the side?
Who is this man? Does this kid even play? I don't recognize this guy.
Does he even have a child in the game right now? But what babies, by the way.
Oh, such babies.
I didn't hear it, but I got a million tweets about it yesterday. Just, they don't care, right? I don't care about this. By the way, let me ask you a couple of questions. What got more votes? Your battle against Rosenberg or the drop madness they do on that show?
I don't know, man. We were close to what, 5,000 votes, didn't we?
Yeah, I saw Kay from it yesterday. He's like, why is their tournament getting like 5,000 votes and ours gets half of that, was his complaint?
Yeah, I actually saw a tweet that said, good thing we have host sadness. It's not the, it hasn't been the best year for the... drop madness.
I mean, but really, this complaining. Well, it's only open for 6 hours. 6 hours.
Well, this is what people want, though. Drop madness is great. I love it. Those drops are awesome. But there's no, it doesn't get contentious.
No.
You don't have people turning on each other.
No, this is what we're looking for. So you got the victory. And by the way, who went to bat for you yesterday? Who went in the 11th hour? When it looked like the chips might be down, who went to bat for you and said, vote for my guy? And then it wasn't a huge bump, but it was 51-49%, went up to 52-48%. There is your final.
No, it was the late push. It was exactly what we needed. Because that's the other thing I have to tell you, is that I said I wouldn't look. Oh, I looked. And I looked a lot.
You know who else looked? Rosenberg was upset. Rosenberg, who didn't care at all.
Excuse me?
Not even a little bit. Tweeted out multiple times, Rosebuds, which, by the way, if that's the name of his following, that is pathetic.
It's all that's bad.
Rosebuds is just embarrassing.
It's the worst.
But he tweets out to his Rosebud followers and then must beg Laura Stiles, who he hosts the show with on Hot 97 every morning.
Mom, Michael wants you to make an appearance on the show.
Laura, do me a favor. I need help here. I'm in big trouble. Send out a tweet. So she does, and he still loses.
I told you that was going to happen, didn't I, though? Because the company came out strong early, and just were loading the ballot boxes. And then I knew he would see that, which he did. And then he had that push. But I give you credit, man. As soon as I sent out that tweet, which was, I mean, I don't even know how to do it. Like, I had to ask how to actually, you know, involve our tweet with my own tweet. It was a mess.
What do you mean?
I had to pull over on the side of the road.
So you're driving, and you're checking the results. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. I need help, and then you tweeted me and Michael and you tweeted me and Michael, and who comes to bat for you and who doesn't? That's my question.
Oh, I mean, I would hope so. I mean, we co-host the show together.
Okay,
I put Michael in a tough spot.
Apparently, I'm told every day that you are his best friend, that you guys are thicker than thieves. So I go to bat for you. Who does not?
Well, I mean, it was you. Michael didn't, which is fine. But I will say this though, for Michael. In our friendship, he has one vote, right? He has one vote to give, and he voted for me.
Yeah, but that's one vote.
Well,
I probably got hundreds of votes with my tweet saying, vote for my guy. 11th hour, needs help, things might be falling apart, vote for my guy. Did Kay do that?
Well, we're going to need Mel on board. If Mel wants, I was thinking about this too yesterday, because Buster needs to be involved. If Mel wants,
yeah, but I don't think Buster would come to my defense.
Numerous Busters doing different things.
I don't see it, because Buster really likes Michael and Don and I don't know about Peter, but I think he really likes the first two.
Yeah, but they don't have him co-hosting shows.
It's a valid point.
They don't give him that option.
But how
he's just a guest
be?
To them. He's family to us.
If like Mel was, you know, just tweeted out,
vote for my guy.
Well, how about if Mel released a mock and he had, you know, me and you as the top two?
The top two? Like the...
I'll send him... I'll send him 2024 fat-free whipped creams if he wants.
If we see each other in the finals?
Well, let's get this thing done.
So you move on, and now you're off until next week, by the way. I think you're off until next Thursday.
Which is great, because yesterday was a tough one. It took a lot out of me.
But you got to win. If you would have lost that yesterday, how upset would you have been?
I wouldn't have done the TV show. I would have just...
Oh, come on.
I wouldn't have.
Stop it.
I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't have done the TV show. I told the producer, I said, you're lucky. He said, why? I said, because if I had lost this, I got Ty texting me, well, if you lose this, I mean, you're not going to ever recover from this. You can't. How do you bounce back from this?
Why would he text you that?
Yeah. He wants my job. 7 a.m. yesterday, he sent me pictures of himself squatting. How's the depth on these squats?
Please.
This guy's an animal.
God. He did not send you pictures of himself squatting.
He sent me a video at 7 a.m. yesterday. He's doing squats in the gym barefoot.
Oh.
Sleeveless. Look at this. Can you see that?
I can't see that. There's the tremendous reflection. I can see there's something there. Hang on,
I'll send
hang
it
on
to
a
you.
Second.
I'll send it to you. I'll forward it to you. This is the video this animal sent me.
You go at ties with us today. RJ is knee deep in Vegas right now. And knee deep for
well, at that size,
him,
can you like say knee deep?
Ankle deep for the normal person. But but point being, ties with us today. He did the leg press in bare feet?
No, not a leg press, buddy. This is back squat at the rack, three plates.
Well, I don't care what he's doing. Barefoot?
With socks. Oh, he socks, yeah. Sneakers
but,
off.
But still.
There's some depth here, though. I'll give him credit, though. He has the knee braces on, the whole thing.
Well, he likes to work out.
Back brace.
He can't be the guy that works out. He's got to be the guy that works out and lets everybody know what he's doing and how he's doing it.
That's not what happened.
That's exactly what
happened. Because he took shots at me on social media on this show about a month ago about my lack of depth. So I said, how's this for depth, buddy?
Oh.
And the reason why, and this is the genius that is Ty Butler, the reason why I sent it at 7 a.m. was because I wanted him to bring it up on the show. Little promo for your boy Tidy Butler.
Tidy?
It didn't happen.
Look at this guy. I mean, this guy, he won't stop. He doesn't stop.
By the way, the whole referring to yourself in the third person, that's not good.
You don't like it?
No. You're better than that.
I kind of like it.
You like the third person?
I kind of like, he's embracing it is what he's doing. I see what he's doing here.
Sometimes you got to drop it in. Just refer to yourself in third person.
All right. So, I don't know why it deserved that. 1-800-919-3776. The company came out in full force yesterday. I'm going to need the very same today at 6 o'clock. Right until noon.
Of course. Of course. I told you yesterday. I told you this morning that I was up in Bristol and someone came out. One of the guys came out. And he's like, I got to tell you, man, we listen to the show every day. I love it. Dave is the best. Is he really? First question again. Is that really Dave? Is that really Dave? It's like, oh, yeah. My man Ian West in Bristol, man, he was awesome.
But here's I'm sure he's great. Salt
he's voting
the
for
earth.
You,
maybe,
he's voting
maybe
for you
great
today.
At his job. Does he have Twitter?
Oh yeah. He's voting for you today. He's got friends up there that listen to the show voting for you today. This is what I do for you, Dave. I'm telling Arda, everybody.
Don't
I'm on the college hockey set.
For me. This is what we do for each other.
We do for each other. I'm on the college hockey set. Talking to my main man Mike Motto. I'm like, hey, listen, dude, you gotta do me a favor. Let's go. We got Dave up tomorrow. I won today.
Nice. All right. So I can hear RJ from Vegas screaming, sports! Let me split the aces. Sports! So let's get to
calls.
Let's get to the sports. Let's start with Duke. Let's spend a couple minutes. We don't typically spend a ton of time on the college basketball. This is as good as it gets. First of all, I thought the game was great. Second of all, you had a bunch of huge upsets last night. Everyone's bracket is busted. Villanova gets by Michigan. I mean, Gonzaga they looked like frauds last night. They looked awful. And I got to say this, and Ty jumped me for this. Oh, I can't believe you like this college basketball crap, which annoyed me first thing this morning. But I'll tell you what, some of those calls against Chet Holmgren were grotesque in that game.
Awful. I mean, and he's such a difference maker for them. In a moment like that, too. I mean, there was at least two that were just bad calls.
The third foul, I thought, was dreadful. And the last foul was I don't understand how they're calling that a foul.
No, me either. Especially, I mean, game of this magnitude. Timmy was good. But, I mean, Arkansas is
always good.
He's always good.
He's a college player.
He's a terrific college player. But, I mean, it's Arkansas plays good D. They got length at their guard positions. You can't have Nembhard play 40 minutes and give you 7 points. You 2 of 11. He was just bad.
Oh, it was repulsive. I mean, really, there's nothing more you can say about it. His game last night in the biggest game of the season was repulsive. And you could tell, halftime down 3, but then Arkansas weathers that storm. They increase it to 8-9. You're like, they're not going to come back. I mean, Gonzaga never took the lead in the entire second half. And they looked overwhelmed in that game. And Timmy and Holmgren were good, but the other guys were dreadful.
Yeah, and what's amazing, too, is, guy, I know a lot of people. I know you had Gonzaga. A lot of people had Gonzaga to win. You know that Mark Few has won 38 tournament games?
But never won a championship.
38 tournament games, never won a championship.
Nope.
And you could say what you want to after the game. It was like, yeah, I know everyone makes it about championships or it's a failure. Come on, man.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about now for you.
Sadly, that's what sports has become. Sports has become either you're a champion, either you win the whole thing or you're not. And then you have something desperate. Look, we destroy Aaron Rodgers. Why? Aaron Rodgers is amazing in the regular season. But when push comes to shove in the postseason and he's won a championship, we destroy him because he hasn't won more than one.
Well, no, I don't even think it's that, though. See, you can't just blanket statement that. I mean, it depends on the expectations. Right, I mean, if the team doesn't have a legitimate chance to win a championship, you're not going to be upset. Like, you're not going to kill them if they don't win a championship. But if you're the number one seed, if you're Aaron Rodgers and the NFC has to go through Lambeau, you've gone 3 straight seasons where you've won 13 regular season games, and on top of it, you're playing, San Francisco in the elements, and you score one touchdown, of course you're going to get killed.
Well, how about Gonzaga? Gonzaga was a 10-point favorite in that game last night.
Well, that's it. That's the point, though. That's why they deserve criticism. Because Arizona's had some big wins, and they're good, and they got a good defense. But still, I mean, like you've shown, like your play throughout the course of the season, where you're seated shows that, I mean, people expect you. Look at the brackets. People expect you to be at the very least in the Final Four and most likely in the championship game.
Yes. This is a Final Four caliber team, and they failed. That's the truth. They failed. And you know what the thing is with March Madness? Is you could go 35-2, it doesn't matter. If you lose in the Sweet 16, you've had a failed season, which I think is great and terrible all wrapped up into one. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Get into the Duke stuff. Tyreek Hill. I mean, come on. Was that necessary? Tyreek Hill taking shots at the Jets. We'll hear from the mayor, who looks just absurd with this whole thing. 1-800-919-3776. Host Sadness, 43 minutes away. Top of the morning roast at 6:45. You know, can we do a roast without me being roasted, please? Top of the morning. I mean, I don't know why I always
That's
have
not
to
up
be.
To me. Well, it isn't because two
weeks already you've gone after me.
Well, don't make it so easy.
Well, don't go after me. Be nice to me for once.
Hey, otherwise, you deserve to get roasted.
I'll campaign for K if you do it.
See, this is why. Why can't you just be...
No. All I'm saying is don't roast me.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get a little look at the traffic. All right, you done? I understand. I have one slip of the tongue.
Let's
and
get
now
a
all of a sudden, it's in a rejoin.
Slip of the tongue?
Yeah.
It sounds like you swallowed your tongue.
You know what? Raymond, we want to play this game? You want to get into the Bach by popular demand game here on the show?
Listen, we have an entire library of many things where both of you have made some little slip-ups. But it's all in fun, right?
No, it's honestly, it's all because of you, Rick. Let's get a little look at the traffic.
I thought it was a remix there for a second.
I was going a little fast, and it just, you know. Let's get a little look at the traffic. It was like a limerick. Are you right there? You okay?
Get some traffic with some fava beans and a nice bottle of candy.
All right, can we hear from the mayor? Can we get into the Duke story? Can we do these things? Or you just, I mean, you really are like lowest common denominator. That's what you are.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. What do you expect?
You can ask me to go to the sandbox with you?
You want to get a little listen? No.
La 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 la. Isn't that what you used to do for Pat LaFontaine?
Yeah. Oh goodness. All right.
You're right there.
Let's hear the mayor. It was great.
We'll hear from the mayor in a moment. Before we hear from the mayor, let's hear from Coach K. By the way, how upset must he have been with his man-to-man defense that he went zone midway through the second half of that game? And it looked like they'd never played it before.
It worked, though.
I hate your faces.
It worked, but my God, that zone was, I mean, talk about wide open shots. They were running away. There was one time there was a guy open, and I'm not exaggerating. They ran away from him.
Well, they got to get to their spots in the zone.
A guy has the ball there at the three-point line. He's wide open. Should I attack him? Or should I run to my spot? I got to get to my... Coach said, don't leave your spot vacated.
Get to the zone. Get to the zone.
La, 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 la.
Now all I can hear is Don in my head. That's it when you start talking about defense. Harass him. Harass
him. Harass them. Harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
Ray, do you have any idea? What is that from?
He's clearly mocking some sort of cheer. That's all I got.
Harass them. Harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
Oh, my God. Oh, he is goodness. So funny. All right. Let's take a listen to Coach K on his team growing. And they really are. And they're playing better. And in the big moments, their best basketball, and his team getting better and growing every single game this tournament.
God bless them. What a great, great group these kids. They've grown up so much in the last 12 days. It's such a joy. It's an amazing thing.
You know what's amazing to me is, I don't know if you felt like this. I felt like the game against North Carolina at Cameron, with it being the end for Coach K's final ever home game, I thought it was too much for the players. Like, I think they lost that game because that moment was too much for them. And I thought you might have the same in this tournament. Like, you get 5 minutes to go, tie game, Michigan State, tie game last night. All of a sudden, maybe that moment is too much. But the opposite seems to have happened. Almost like they're like, you know, we have nothing to lose. We're not expected to win anyway. Let's go out there and let's play our best. And that's what they've done down the stretch.
Well, yeah, but I think that's why in that moment, in that game, and we talked about it afterwards, where they have a celebration plan, and he impromptu grabs the microphone. He's still coaching in that moment because he realizes, yeah, it sucks that we lost our last game at home, or my last game at home, and of course it's to North Carolina. But, I mean, we have bigger fish to fry. So, kids having the opportunity to play in that, where it was, clear that they couldn't handle it, that now in these big-time moments that there's a level of comfort. Like, we've been here. We've done this. We know what we did and we lost and how that felt. Let's make sure that doesn't happen.
Which I get. But for an 18-year-old kid to have this coach's 40-plus-year legacy on the line and to not feel the moment or feel the pressure, that's a testament to the of those kids.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. The only way you get used to playing in those moments is by playing in those moments. So that was a big moment. So that, I mean, you have some experience to draw from. Like, we played in the game that we didn't rise to the challenge. We were overwhelmed by it. I don't think you're wrong. I mean, it is a credit to the kids. But again, I mean, the more you get put in those spots, the more comfortable you feel. I mean, even in Banchero last night at 22 points, he was great. But he's like, I've never played in a game this big. Dave, they didn't miss a shot. Like, the last just under 9 minutes, they didn't miss a shot.
Yeah, they shot 71% from the floor in the second half. 71%. They were phenomenal, and they move on, and they're one, and they're favored now by 3 over Arkansas. They're one win over Arkansas away from going back to the Final Four for Coach K.
Well, it's open now. I mean, you got Gonzaga, and you got Arizona gone.
Arizona looked fraudulent, by the way. You know what the thing is? Gonzaga, everyone loved them. They trailed at halftime. I don't remember who they played, the 116 matchup. They trailed in that game at halftime. Last week against Memphis, they were down 9 in the second half. And then last night, they never led in the second half. And then I saw something tweeted out earlier this morning. They were 1-8-1 against the spread in their final 10 games of the season. And then Arizona, same thing on Sunday night against TCU. Took a miracle shot to send it to overtime. And they got hammered last night by Houston.
Yeah, Gonzaga played Georgia State in the first game.
Georgia State, right. The 116 matchup.
But that's the best. Gonzaga's been the best offense in college basketball.
And they could barely put the ball in the basket last night. Yep, and they couldn't shoot. So, we'll get back to a little college hoops later on. Lot to do, 1-800-919-3776. I can't even believe the mayor. I thought he sounded like such a buffoon yesterday in that press conference. Let's take a listen on lifting the private sector mandate for the New York athletes.
Today, I signed Emergency Executive Order 62, expanding the performance exemption to private employer mandates. This is about putting New York City-based performers on a level playing field. Day one, when I was mayor, I looked at the rule that stated hometown players had an unfair disadvantage for those who were coming to visit. And immediately, I felt we needed to look at that. But my medical professionals say, Eric, we're at a different place. We have to wait until we're at a place where we're at a low area and we can reexamine some of the mandates. We're here today.
So I can't even believe what he sounded like yesterday. And my point would be this. Well, instead of, and again, I'm happy that these guys get to play. I am. I thought the rule was ridiculous. Instead of saying from the beginning, those guys can't play, and there's a problem with that. Why not say even the visiting guys aren't allowed to play if you're that concerned about the safety and well-being of New York people?
Well, see, that's the easy fix. I mean, if your thought the entire time is, Kyrie can play when he gets vaccinated. I mean, if Kyrie wants to play, it's his choice. I get it. But if he wants to play, he can get vaccinated, just like everyone else that was in danger of losing their job. You get vaccinated, you can work. If you don't, you can't.
That's right. Same thing with if you travel in here from Denver and you're not vaccinated, I'm sorry. You can't play. You can't even go into Canada right now if you're not vaccinated.
Well, that's the fix, though. But that's for the competitive disadvantage. That's the fix. Right? That's what made the rule so stupid.
Exactly that. And you're the mayor. So you could easily snap your fingers and all of a sudden you're unvaccinated on another team. And now that this unfair advantage it's an equal playing field.
That's it. If that's really how you felt, this is why the mandate existed, is because you want to get as many people vaccinated as possible, then that's what you should have done. But no, because, and we talked about this yesterday, powerful people with lots of money and money that they spend to help your campaign, what a bad look to you. I mean, I just got done telling you that Steve Cohen gave $1.5 million to his campaign. Apparently he's been paying $10,000 a month to a lobbying firm to push City Hall on certain issues, including the COVID protocols, right? So he's dumped money into this thing, and that you do it at Citi Field? Like, what kind of look is that?
It really is. Why, you can't do a Zoom call or something at Gracie Mansion? You got to travel to Citi Field for this thing? It was an awful, awful look. And you know what? Here's all I can say about it. And we'll break and come back and get into it. 1-800-919-3776. Don't ever tell me that these things are not about the money. Don't ever have that conversation, because that's the exact reason. That's the only reason. It's about the money. That's all it is.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You know who was sad yesterday? One whining Peter Rosenberg, because despite every effort, Rick took him down.
I said I wouldn't look. Oh, I looked. And I looked a lot.
You tweeted me and Michael. And who comes to bat for you and who doesn't? That's my question.
Oh, I mean, I would hope so. I mean, we co-host the show together.
Okay.
I put Michael in a tough spot.
Apparently, I'm told every day that you're his best friend, that you guys are thicker than thieves. So I go to bat for you. Who does not?
Well, I mean, it was you. Michael didn't, which is fine. But I will say this, though, for Michael and our friendship, he has one vote, right? He has one vote to give, and he voted for me.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Let's get a little look at the traffic.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you. 98.7 ESPN. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Rick, this is a tad concerning. Ty getting destroyed on Twitter right now. I don't think it's Ty's fault. Apparently, there's an issue with the voting. They can't get the poll up here, guys.
Come on, Ty. I mean,
wait, this is my fault now?
I didn't blame you.
Yeah, well, but who do you blame, though? I mean, RJ leaves for one
it
day.
Does,
and all
it never,
we can't
it,
get polls
it's true.
Up?
It never happens with
the
RJ.
The poll will be up shortly. We forgot a little minor detail about controlling the Twitter account when RJ's not here, so we're correcting it. It will be up shortly.
Yeah, but this is valuable voting time. I mean,
I'm calling RJ right now. I'm calling him right now.
You're going to cold call him?
I'm calling him right now.
No, it's 3 o'clock in the morning
care.
In
I'm
Vegas.
Calling him right. I don't care. This is that important. I'm calling him right now.
You know who's going to answer the phone?
It will literally be up before you put the call through. Dude, would you relax?
You know you're going to call his number, and you're going to get like, this is Janine. May I help you? And you know what's going to happen? His marriage is going to fall apart live on the air. Is that what you really want to have happen?
We had a guy on one of my teams that accidentally had his phone hit. Midway through a lap dance, had his phone dialed his wife's phone,
and she heard the lap dance.
Oh, the entire thing.
Oh, that's
where
great.
Where were you? Where were you last night? No, just had some dinner. Went back to the hotel.
Yeah, I did some light reading.
Oh, really? You did?
Really?
That's
look
funny. Because...
Where is the poll? It's 6:04. We are losing valuable voting time. Oh, man.
You got 30 seconds or I'm calling RJ in Vegas.
You know,
maybe he's still up.
Call him. Maybe he's still awake.
Look, he's challenging you.
No, we're struggling right now. We clearly can't get the poll up. He doesn't want to call him. He doesn't want to admit they can't get the poll up.
Right. It's like calling dad.
Would you relax? Listen, it's being done. It's being done. Like,
well, why is it not done? It's 6:06.
You got people attacking me on Twitter.
Yeah, it's because so they want the poll to be ready. They want to vote.
This is so funny.
You have no problem but putting a tripod together at a gym and videotaping yourself doing squats, but God forbid you put a poll on Twitter on time.
Listen,
with a comment box.
Listen,
I mean, look at this. I'm getting tweets. They're trying to sabotage you. This is valuable voting time for you.
I
mean, what, Ty, what are you doing?
This is not my fault, Dave. This has nothing to do with me. I'm leaving. I'm out.
Go home.
Seriously. I mean, you have one job today. One job.
I'm leaving. I'm going to Planet Fitness. Squat with no shoes on.
I'm going to take my shoes off, and I'm going to the closest gym. So take that.
I'm going to go do bodyweight squats in the corner. Forget your stupid comment box.
Put your dirty socks on. Ugh. God.
I'm gonna get
and by the way, you're not going to lose valuable voting time because it's still going to be up for the same 6 hours. So relax.
So now it's going to go to 12:07?
Oh, my goodness. The 12:07 is really going to kill you. Listen.
It might.
You're the guy
it
called.
Absolutely
pound,
could.
You're the man called.
You know
pound
what?
For pound,
you guys are embarrassing.
Look at this, man. Look at
seriously,
this, man.
This is, I mean, this, I've never seen such excuses.
I know what's happening here.
Put the, yeah, put no, the poll, no, you this, see
this
nothing.
Would not be, this
you
would not
see
be.
Nothing, because everyone knows I'm right.
Else. What's happening here is Dave's nervous that he's going to lose this competition
exactly,
to Don.
Exactly,
and this is how he's expressing it. He's, no. He's getting frustrated
I
with
very
Don.
Well might lose. I think no. Don is terrific, and I'm not going to take no. shots at him yet. But
oh,
what I
yes.
will say, what I will say here is that you guys are embarrassing yourself,
no,
and
is...
I'm not the only one. Lonnie, come on. This is why RJ can't leave and go on vacation anymore.
Listen, I get it. So you're like at the altar.
You're
about to say your vow, but you're getting nervous.
DJ Company.
Anxiety,
this is sabotage. Sabotage!
Why don't you take a deep breath, Dave? Count
He's
to 10 and then go
oh,
to the
man.
Twitter machine and cast your vote because the poll is up. Would
don't
you relax?
Make excuses. I mean, you know what? If Tom Coughlin ran the station here, you both would be fined tremendous amounts of money.
I'd be fired. I mean, yeah, this is the third time. I mean, no comment boxes. The podcast has been screwed up. Now no poll.
How did it work out for Tom Coughlin in the end, by the way?
Worked out beautifully for Coughlin.
He got fired.
Oh, stop it. It worked out. The guy's going to be a Hall of Fame coach because of what he
the
did.
The polls are active on Twitter right now.
Well,
you
could go late,
vote.
But fine.
I got the first vote. How about that?
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, first vote.
Nice.
Put you at 100%.
See, people are destroying these guys. All right, let's move on. When you heard what Tyreek Hill had to say yesterday, did it make you throw up in your mouth a little bit?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
All right, let's take a listen. He was asked, how close was he to signing a deal and being a member of the New York Jets?
How close were you to picking the Jets?
Yeah. How close was I? Who? The Jets? Nah, man. Look, man. It's a lot. I don't even want to get into all that. I knew I was going to pick Miami no matter what, man.
I mean,
is that shade or is that just that Drew Rosenhaus was smart enough to get two teams involved so he could get Tyreek to Miami?
Maybe
Who?
So, but why do the Jets always have to be the punchline of these things?
Because that's what they've been, man. I mean, can you blame them? Where would you have gone? If the money's same,
I would have gone to Miami.
Okay, so I mean, does he have to act that way? No, but I mean, how much did he know? Like, how involved was Tyreek Hill? Like, I mean, there's a reason why you pay your agent. You pay your agent way too much money anyway, but because you hear from them, like, pretty much when they do the contract, and that's it. But I mean, this is smart business by Drew Rosenhaus. If he knows, hey, listen, you know, they told us we could go get a trade. Where do you want to play? Well, I mean, I spend most of my time in Miami. Let's go to Miami. All right, so. I mean, it is still Tyreek Hill, so we got to get Miami to give up enough to get you. So let's get the Jets involved. And even though we don't get them, right? I mean, we still drove up the price on Miami. Still gave up five picks.
Sure. That Miami, you know what I was reading last night? And how about that? This would be horrifying. Horrifying. Tom Brady, real chance if it doesn't go well in Tampa this year, Miami next year.
Why are you surprised by that? I mean, that was the whole...
Well, I don't know that I'm surprised.
Well, that was the report, wasn't it?
Could you imagine Tom Brady with the weapons on that offense?
Yeah, I think we saw it in year one of Tom Brady in Tampa, didn't we? After
their
bye week?
I guess you probably did. He didn't have a Tyreek Hill, though.
But that was the report, though, right? I mean, it was Stephen Ross wanted to have, before the whole Brian Flores thing came down, and him saying that Stephen Ross was trying to pay him to lose games, it was, I'm going to try to get Sean Payton as my coach and Tom Brady as my quarterback. That was the quarterback that Brian Flores was talking about on that yacht, right? Stephen Ross, Michigan guy. Tom Brady went to Michigan. I think he's building a house in Miami, Brady.
And I forget who I saw yesterday. It was someone with knowledge of the whole situation said, Brady's not going to play only 1 year. Like Tom Brady's going to be back for years now at this point.
Well, if you come back at this point. I mean, he's probably like she's probably just done with it.
But that he feels as if he's committed already to Tampa, and so many guys have signed there this year because he's going to be there, so he's kind of obligated.
Well,
to
no,
Tampa.
They weren't going to trade him. That's the problem. Is he signed? They weren't going to trade him. So I mean, if he does have, you know, dreams of trying to win a championship in another city, then he'd have to wait to see. He'd have to play the season out.
Well, he's going to. I mean, could you imagine that though? I mean, if Brady goes to the AFC now?
Well, I'm telling you, I think he's building a house. I think his forever house is going to be in Miami, I think.
So you think that Brady's going to finish his career in Miami?
It would make sense.
Well,
right?
You
I mean,
know
that
what?
Was that, if that was the initial
Tua.
Report anyway.
If Tua is good and they're terrific this year, they're not gonna take Tom Brady.
Yes, they will.
No, that come on.
What do you mean, come on?
And they'll,
well,
they'll think, bench. Well,
would you
for
put anything by? Would you put anything by Stephen Ross? No, it's
no.
better for them if he's good. If he's good, then you can trade him, and you still have two first round picks. You draft another quarterback. You learn under Tom Brady. See how long he wants to play. Win a championship.
I can't believe the Jets are gonna have to deal with this now.
It doesn't stop for us. It doesn't.
It really doesn't. I mean, you look at the Giants, and, you know, the Giants I don't think are be very good this year at all, but that division is hardly daunting. Like, you can see if the Giants turn this around, it won't be long. If the Jets can turn it around and still be a bad football team in this conference, in this division.
Yeah, Tom and Giselle paid $17 million for a plot on Miami's exclusive Indian Creek Island.
They paid how much for the plot?
Plot, yeah.
$17 million for a plot of land.
Well, they demolished what was on it. The 300-acre island is occupied by just 34 estates with a median value of $20 million.
Huh.
They bought a $17 million teardown.
A $17 million teardown.
Teardown. They're going to build a new eco-friendly mansion.
Oh, it'll be eco-friendly. That's nice.
So that would make perfect sense then.
Brady ends his career with the Dolphins.
They won't trade me, which, again, I mean, it's smart by them, because if you're going to come back, you might as well play one more year for us and try to win one more championship. And then free agent, they got two first-round picks. I mean, could you imagine that, though? Why wouldn't you do that? They have two first-round picks next year, too. So whatever you don't have now, you address in the draft.
Yeah, that's right. You'll draft for him. So you added, I mean, look at what Miami's done this offseason. They've added the best offensive lineman. They've added the best receiver, maybe in all of football, and certainly top five receiver in all of football. They've added a couple of legitimate running backs. Now there's talk they might trade Devontae Parker and bring draft capital back. And I mentioned it to Mel yesterday. What happens if Tua is just not that good? You said it over and over this morning. Well, either Brady, or you have a lot of draft capital to get the quarterback next year in the quarterback draft, or maybe both.
And, oh, by the way, did Chris Godwin got franchised again, right?
Yes.
Imagine that. Now he's a free agent the
following
year.
Actually, he didn't sign a long-term deal. I think.
Did Godwin sign?
I thought he did.
I'll check right now. Because I know they initially
franchised him, but I thought he worked out like a three-year deal.
I think you might be right.
I thought so. But, yeah, 3 years,
yep,
60 million.
3 years, 60 million, yep.
See, aren't you glad you have me?
I am.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
This is a tad concerning. Apparently, there's an issue with the voting. They can't get the poll up here, guys.
Come on, Ty.
Wait, this is my fault now?
I didn't blame you.
I'm calling RJ right now.
You're going to cold call him?
I'm calling him right now.
No, it's 3 o'clock in the morning in Vegas.
This is that important. I'm calling him right now.
Why is it not done?
You have no problem putting a tripod together at a gym and videotaping yourself doing squats, but God forbid you put a poll on Twitter on time.
I mean, look at this. I'm getting tweets. They're trying to sabotage you. This is valuable voting time for you. What are you doing?
This is not my fault, Dave. This has nothing to do with me. I'm leaving. I'm out.
Go home.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Accentuize and legitimize Zach Wilson.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I just looked at my wrist. I got time today.
That wins the day. Accentuize. Be bumping their gums and bumping my tape. Don't go against me. They ask for my help. Go get out your feelings and get it yourself.
Accentuize. Picking some money to get a proven commodity that's going to accentuize and legitimize Zach Wilson as a franchise quarterback. That's what I'm going to do.
Let me look that up. How do you spell accentuize?
Well, what I think what had happened here is that I think accentuate and legitimize became one word.
Uh huh.
So I went with accentuize.
But isn't it adorable how you denied saying it? Like you claimed that it never happened.
You deny till you die. I mean, that's what you do.
You said it never happened.
But you said it. You know we're going to go to the audio immediately, and these guys are digging through it. So why not just own it?
I was so wrapped up. I was so wrapped up in my Jets, my Jets take that I completely
accentuize.
I was.
And you know, you use this as a crutch, as an excuse. Well, I was trying to combine, accentuate, and legitimize. But you said legitimize right before you said accentuize.
No, legitimize came after accentuize. It was supposed to be accentuate. And legitimize.
Not the finest moment.
I got too worked up. I'll hold it. I'll take it. I screwed up.
I think Harvard at this very moment is like, thank God he chose not to come here.
I'll tell you what, Harvard could have used me in net the other night.
Well, you wanted to get deep into the college hockey. You want to have
I'm not trying to get deep. It's embarrassing. These kids, you're playing for your lives. It's win or you're done. Notre Dame scores at the end of regulation. Clearly a goal. Like 0.3 seconds left. It takes 20 minutes to review whether or not the puck went in, and you can clearly tell it went in. And then apparently they had a different clock that they were looking at. So the game clock wasn't right. They had a different clock. So the thing goes into overtime. No goal overtime. Luckily, Notre Dame wins, but it was a joke.
So wait a second. It took them 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
To replay a goal? By that time, you're a fan. You want to just go home.
Well, yeah, how about the team that you thought just won? That now all of a sudden now we got to go overtime.
That's got to be debilitating. You know what else? You bring this up as a good point with the officiating. When I tweeted this last night, so I know you saw it. You know where I'm going to go. When I watch college basketball, every single time a ball goes out of bounds, now that has to be replayed every single time.
It's too much.
Come on.
I know. Listen, I feel you. I read your tweet. I saw it. I agree with you.
Awful.
You've been on a nice run with tweets, though. I'm going to say that right now.
You feel good about that?
I feel real good about it. You're picking your spots, smart, insightful tweets.
Right, not flooding the market with tweets either.
No, not like machine gunning the market like someone I know with tweets. These are well thought out.
Tweet that!
By the way, I'm sitting here looking at the drop sadness. This is going to be down to the wire, and it's going to be...
Host sadness.
Host sadness is going to be... It's.
Well, no, I told you. I didn't. And my concern with the matchup against Don was this, and I say it again. Nobody doesn't like Don. I'm going up against the one person at the station that is universally beloved. There's a lot of people don't like you. Half the station.
Those are facts!
Half the station, half the people that listen hate Rosenberg. Kay's polarizing. A lot of people don't like me. I'm fine with that, but they don't. Everybody likes Don. Even if you're voting for me because you like me more, you like Don.
Listen
Everybody
to our station.
Everybody likes Don.
Station for bums.
Don is the everyman. So, yes, my lead. And by the way.
Good for me.
Let's not bury the lead here. 1,121 votes in an hour plus. It is basically 50-50. I mean, the narrowest of margins.
I mean, this voting is hot and heavy early. We're 1 hour, 9 minutes in?
And over 1,100 votes. But I will say this. I will now get on the campaign trail.
Well, you better start. Let's go.
I will now get on the campaign trail and see if there's not something that I can pull out of my hat in the 11th hour. So we'll see if we can get that done. 1-800-919-3776. And by the way, in the other bracket, the other game, Greeny and Jay Williams, closer than I think a lot of people thought. They're approaching 1,000 votes. Greeny up 60-40 right now.
Dave Rothenberg from Rothenberg and DiPiera.
And Jay Will should have some time here if he comes on the crosstalk to
promote.
To promote it a little closer.
Now, if we give a political figure, if we give him a minute, do we also have to give Greeny a minute?
If Greeny wants it, I'll give Greeny more than a minute. He can have the rest of the show if he wants, but I don't think he wants it.
So how about that? What would you do? Because I got Buster when you went away. If when I go away, they get Greeny to fill in.
Well, that would be great.
You wouldn't be able to handle it.
Rick DiPietro and company.
No, I'd be able to handle it. I think I would thrive. But I think I've told you already. When you're off, I'm off.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Charlie Fowler tweets in. Rothenberg, you got my vote. I'm not a fan of Don. He's annoying. Well, that's the one.
It's 50-50 now, Dave.
Yeah, I just did I not just say that, Rick?
But no, you didn't just say that.
He's trying to accentuate it.
Which, by the way, doesn't make sense because 1,121 votes have been calculated. How is it 50-50?
Oh, now all of a sudden you're a
mathematician. Now all of a sudden you're John Nash. You don't have to my God.
You don't have to be John Nash to understand that odd numbers can't be split down the middle.
You know, there's still
sure.
5 hours of voting left. Settle yourself down.
Odd numbers can't be split evenly. But yeah, you've got to be a mathematician to understand that, well, Mr. Accentuize.
Oh, my God.
You stop laughing there.
We got another host on the show.
Why don't you go send me another video of yourself squatting, would you please?
Don in Hempstead. Don, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
He's like 25, like some dumb shit, whatever she is.
Oh, wow. So we have him having a conversation with his buddy.
And
this is going well today.
Really? I mean, you guys are doing a
hell of a job
here.
How is that on anyone back here? Seriously.
I mean, when you prepare someone to take the call.
What do you think is said to them right before they're put on hold every time?
Honestly, at this point, I have no idea.
Keep your radio down.
Uh-huh.
No speakers. Be ready to go.
All right. Well, did you say don't be mid-conversation with someone in your car?
Be ready to go sort of implies don't be mid-conversation with somebody in your car.
Well, you know what? We're not looking for implies. We're looking for factual evidence here. And we didn't get that. All right. So did you one of our many producers, assistant program director as well, John Winthrop, does anybody love the group chat, the group text that we're in more than John Winthrop?
Nobody. It's almost too much, though. It's too much.
Yeah, it is a little overboard with him, but he brought up a good point.
Mickey style.
Yeah, Mickey style with John Winthrop. The Disney family doesn't love Disney as much as John Winthrop. But I will say this.
Walt Disney himself, I don't think, loves Disney as much as him.
No. He does not. He does not. But he brought up a good. the adoration he has for Disney is bizarre. It's bizarre. He goes to Disney like 6-8 times a year.
Oh yeah, by himself with his. I mean, just by himself with. He got the T-shirts. He's got all of it.
I think, and I'm not exaggerating. I think they keep the kids at home.
No, I think they go as a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, sweetheart, you want to go spend? Yeah, we'll pull the kids off of my parents and we'll go right down to Disney. All right. But he brought up a good point and something in Vegas that they have right now. I guess we don't even have to say Vegas anymore. And that is the over-under for the Mets and the Yankees. You know, they each have the same over-under of 91.5 right now for this season?
Seems lazy.
How does it seem lazy?
That they just both happen to have the same over-unders?
No, there's no laziness that goes in. There's like John Nash style like analytics that go into this thing.
We should ask our resident mathematician.
I got to tell you.
Which one do you feel more comfortable? Which over do you feel more comfortable with? Or confident in, if you were to go over?
Now, can I say this without having repercussions from you?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to.
I think the Yankees, because, I mean, they always go over. The Yankees were not good last year. I thought the Yankees, for much of the season, were bad last year and still won 92 games. So I would say I have more confidence. How about this? I have more confidence the Yankees go over 91.5, but I have more confidence the Mets win the World Series. How's that?
I don't hate it. I see what you're saying. So, I mean, you think that the Yankees are built to win more games in the regular season, but once you get into the postseason, just because of how the pitching staff is set up for the Mets, you have more confidence in that?
100%. I mean, you tell me. Mets-Yankees in a best-of-7 – Mets-Yankees World Series. I mean, the starting pitching, it's not even close.
Not even close. I mean, in all honesty, who's the Yankees' second starter that you feel great about?
Feel great about? No one. I mean, they have, right? Jordan Montgomery, Severino, Herman, but that I feel great about? Nobody.
Well, Herman's on the IL. He's hurt.
Well, for now.
Well, it's a 60-day IL. Okay, so, I mean, it's going to be a minute. By the time he gets back, it's going to be a minute. I mean, how much has Severino pitched over the last couple of years?
Almost none.
Okay. I mean, Tyone got hurt last year. He pitched well, but got hurt.
Listen, I agree with you. Even if you want to say, and Cole is not in the same stratosphere as DeGrom. It's not even close. Cole's very good. Not close. But you go beyond Cole, who's the guy?
Someone's going to have to step up. Severino's going to have to step up. Tyone's going to have to step up. You don't have anyone behind Cole right now. That makes you feel the way us as Mets fans feel about having Scherzer right behind DeGrom.
And Bassett, too, who had not that it matters ultimately, but had a really good outing yesterday.
Did you see the play McNeil made last night?
Yes, I sure did.
Wow. I mean, he even got a – Lindor was like, wow. And I don't even know if Lindor likes Jeff McNeil.
Well, I don't
And he was impressed.
I don't think it matters. It was a great play.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Something terrible has just happened.
Don's taking the lead?
Not the lead. It looks like he's taking a commanding lead, and it's pretty much over.
It can't be pretty much over. I mean, it's 7:37.
It's 75-25.
No, it's not.
Something weird happened.
It was just 50-50. How's it 75-25 now?
It says 3,000 votes are in, and it's 75-25. Something shady has happened.
Something shady. I mean, that means he's just taken the last 1,000 votes.
Right? Something's happening with the polling.
You can always claim it's rigged.
The polling is rigged.
You can always claim it's been rigged.
I literally looked at this thing 2 minutes ago and it was 52-48.
Yeah, this is odd.
Like 800 votes must have just came in all for Dave. All for Don.
No, there's no way. This is tampering. This is tampering at the polls.
Something has happened. I've never seen this before.
Good for me.
So you would agree, and you're neutral here,
yes,
that something shady has happened.
Yeah, this is not you being a sore loser or a crybaby. I was just talking to Ray during the break. This past break, it was 52-48, and now it's 75-25.
How did that happen?
It feels. Ask John Nash if that's like mathematically impossible for it to happen that quickly.
This is corrupt. The whole system is now corrupt.
I think he's stolen the election.
I want a full investigation. Santi, you can't even comment without laughing. That's how bizarre this is.
This is insane. I can't fathom what I'm seeing right now.
You know what? And here is what worries me the most. Apparently, yesterday on his show, Don called for cheating. He called
his numerous accounts.
He called. Did he not, Rick? Did he not call for this?
Accounts, devices, whatever you have to do.
So someone has hacked into the Twitter system. I don't know if John Dorsey's involved here, but something terrible.
We need
to
get the machines looked at.
And you know what's to help your case was so odd, it's not like you can describe it as like he retweeted it, quote tweeted it, or the case.
But even so, you can't have a 1,000 votes go to someone in 90 seconds.
Yeah, but I would say like if K, Don, their show Twitter account, Peter, and like if the whole gang had like put it on Twitter, then maybe. For that not to have occurred and to have swung in this direction.
I don't care if The Rock or Ronaldo tweeted it out. They just had 1,000 votes in like 30 seconds go Don's way.
Yeah, that's...
Somebody cheated. Something's happening. I will tell you this, though. The pressure's off me now. I have no chance to win.
Don't play this card. You got to fight.
Well, no,
you can't do this now.
It's honestly true. Like, at 52-48, I was all in. I was geared up. I was going to do some you know, hitting the ground and sending out some... do me a favor, some like a grassroots campaign.
You guys can't be friends anymore, right? Like you've got to end the friendship here.
Yeah, who is this John Dorsey you speak of too? Isn't it Jack Dorsey?
Whatever, John and Jack. Like they used to call him John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy. It's one and the same.
It accentuates it when you call
them
by a different
right.
name.
Look at you,
DJ Company tweets and he says, "Shut it down. Rothenberg wins by default. This is stolen, fraudulent."
Yeah, but here's why we can't though, right? Is because I mean, it's 10 minutes late. It starts. I mean, it's I can't. This is like what...
This has nothing to do with when it started, and you know it.
You see what he's doing?
You see what you do?
Well, you delegitimized the poll is what you guys did.
No, okay. I don't think this has anything to do with start time. There's something very
The integrity of the polling
here.
Now is in question.
Very, very shady. And ours has 3,000 votes, and Greeny and Jay Williams has 1,300? Something is bizarre right
people
now.
People are invested in this one.
Don's cheating.
Don, I mean, honestly,
I know exactly what's going on. Don's in the bathroom right now. He's probably multiple devices. He's voting his face off right now. Off on the toilet.
Disconnect the guy!
Ty, right now you're called to the witness stand. Do you believe there was cheating that went on in host sadness between LeGreca and Rothenberg? Your answer would be?
Yes.
You do. Because there has to be.
I mean, there's no way to explain this.
All right, let's get to, just to let you know also, I'm going to need an out time.
I don't understand how this has happened.
Because something bizarre has happened. I'm going to need an out time before we get to the end. It's like, you know exactly what time we get out every day. In fact, I don't.
Is there going to be a peaceful transition of power, or are you just not going to show up for this kind of thing?
I think it's shady. I don't believe this. And you don't either. And neither does Rick and neither does Ray. Something bizarre has happened.
Stop the steal.
Something bizarre.
I got some NFL news if you guys like it. Big time news.
Is it good?
No.
Big news. Jazz hands. Who's it bad for?
That's not bad for anyone. I mean, Chicago, maybe they signed, Chicago Bears signed Trevor Siemian to a 2-year deal.
That you stopped that for this?
I'm trying to sprinkle in some sports, right? I mean, we got to throw some sports in here.
Well, I was going to get to the pickle.
I know, but you're sitting there going back and forth with Ty. I mean, this is, you know what happens when Ty talks too much. You're going to start getting nasty text messages.
He's very verbose. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Santi, give me the pickle open.
This is the pickle? Is this the real name? The pickle? All right, sure. This is the pickle.
You're right there.
Yeah. Santi, give me the pickle.
1-800-919-3776. Patrick in Massapequa. Patrick, you're on DiPietro and Rothenberg. Welcome to the pickle. Go ahead.
Will Jacob DeGrom pitch over or under 20 games this season?
Over.
Look at you, Mr. Optimistic. Over. I like it.
Hard on the over.
I like it. Let's go to Lou in North Carolina. Lou, you're on the pickle.
Is the McNeil-Lindor relationship repairable so we don't end up parting ways with McNeil like we did Daniel Murphy?
It's got to be.
I hope so. I hope that Jeff McNeil figures out what he is. I mean, they were talking about it yesterday on the broadcast. Like, what kind of hitter is he going to be? Because he was a guy who slapped the ball over the field.
But that's, you know what,
that's
I mean?
Like,
he has to be.
Great average, and then all of a sudden he falls in love with trying to hit home runs, and things go sideways a little bit.
That's what he has to be. He's got to be a guy that can play second. I would just put him second every day because he's not great anywhere. So the last thing I want to do is start, you know, roving him around the infield.
Well, I mean, do you want Escobar at third every day?
Yeah, that's not overly attractive.
Well, now we got the whole, like, it looks like Marte's going to start in right, and you're going to have Nimmo in center.
What's going to happen with JD Davis?
Well, I guess, yeah, I mean, Davis will play. I thought they were going to trade one of them, but I mean, Davis can play third and he can play left. But you still got to get, I mean, then you got Dom. I mean, someone will DH. That's the beauty of the DH now.
Well, I got to figure that's going to be Cano often, too.
Cano, Dom.
And then Pete.
Well, Pete, I think Pete's going to play a majority of his games at first, though.
I do also, but when he's going to get a day off, you put Dom Smith at first base. He's probably a better defensive first baseman than anyone.
Yeah. I don't even think that's a question.
Right, exactly. 1-800-919-3776. Come on, let's go. We got the pickle going on here, people. Bill in Highland. Bill, you're on the pickle.
Good morning. How many games will the Yankees be behind Boston in the standings this year?
I don't know that they will.
I don't know. I think that
was like leading the witness right there.
It was leading the witness. It was like that the whole tie spiel on the roast with Allen.
Yeah,
less of a shot at Allen, more tooting his own horn is what it was.
I don't like that at all. I think the Yankees are better than Boston because I think the Yankees' starting rotation is so much better than the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, I think there's something to be said with the impact that Alex Cora had on that team. They just got Story. They got Bogarts. I mean, they got Devers. They got Jackie Bradley back. I mean, that's still a good team. That's a good division, man. Outside of Baltimore, I mean, those four teams.
I'll tell you what, and we've seen it not happen in the past. They better clean up on Baltimore this year. You play them, what, 19 times?
Oh, they better beat him up. I mean,
you better go 15-4 against the Orioles.
If I were to ask you who has already hit a home run off the Baltimore Orioles, you would say
Gleyber Torres.
Correct.
Yeah. Tony on Twitter, who has a better chance to surprise us this season, the Yankees or the Mets?
Surprise us with what?
I don't know. That's the question.
Like winning the division?
I mean, you take it for what you want. Better chance of surprise.
I think I would be more surprised if...
Are either teams going to be a surprise?
No. No, you just said that the over-under is 91.5.
On both teams.
On both teams, so no one would be surprised. I mean, I think the shortest odds right now, National League, is... I think that the Dodgers have the best odds, and then the next closest National League team is the Mets.
Yeah, so, I don't... I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the... listen, would you be shocked if the Mets played the Yankees in the World Series? No.
Oh, how good would that be?
Yeah, but we couldn't have what happened last time happen again.
Oh, no, of course not, but that would be great. The amount of content, oh, my God.
It would be unbelievable. Brian Pardee tweets in, should the Mets sign Conforto to a short-term deal with the injury concerns in the outfield?
I feel like that ship has already sailed.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to bring him back. He's still unsigned. It's amazing.
He's still unsigned. Yeah, the way it makes it worse, too, is, I mean, he turned down that offer from the Mets over $100 million.
I know. I mean, it's hard to feel really that badly for a guy
like
that.
Well, but it's just, you know what it is? It's like we hear the stories where, you know, he bets on himself, has a great season, or people are like, well, why just bet on yourself? Well, sometimes when you do bet on yourself, it doesn't work out.
By the way, something really bizarre. I mean, honestly, there's cheating going on now.
Here's the thing, though. Is it cheating, or do we trust that? I mean, they couldn't get the poll up on time. Do we trust that they did it right?
There's 5,600 votes. I now have 16% of the votes.
What do you mean? There was 3,000 2 minutes ago.
It was frozen at 3,000 for like 10 minutes. I refreshed, and now it's at 55-something.
Come on. I mean, they're obviously... I mean, and kudos to them. It's brilliant work, but obviously there's cheating that's going on here, no?
Is the Carmi that vast?
Stop.
What do you mean
on.
The cup? It's impossible.
It's not
to have.
Possible. We're going to wind up with like 13,000 votes.
Call Don right now, Dave. Pick up the phone quick and call Don. And just tell him we got to restart this thing.
No.
We got to restart it.
No. I don't know what he's capable of.
Well, I think you got to find out. Call him right now. He's up. Call him. Wake him up.
This
I don't like this at all.
Cheating at a very. I got to ask you this question. Is there cheating?
What do you mean, is there cheating? Yes, there's shit. Look at this. Never seen anything like this.
No.
Oh, we got a woman on the pickle.
All right. Let's go to Jill in the car. Jill, you're on the pickle.
Oh, come on, Jill.
Great. Way to promote
Jill.
That. Jill?
It's Joe. It's
Joe. Oh, the dynamic duo do it again. All right, Joe. Now, Guy, hang on a second, Joe. You answered that call and thought that was Jill? Who answered the phone?
It was Santi.
Santiago, go back to bed.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I can definitely say... It was not me. It was not me who answered the phone.
What do you think it was? Joe Doubtfire?
Jill. Wait. So who answered the phone? Ty, you answered the phone on this one?
I did. And not only did I answer the phone, I said, okay, Jill, what do you want to talk about?
No. Listen, Joe, go ahead. Talk.
Will Diaz be in the top three of saves this year?
How did you go? That was Jill. I mean, you're unbelievable.
Oh, the dynamic duo. What a name. The dynamic duo.
Oh, my God.
What
you
a mess.
You thought that was Jill.
Listen, man, you can't. Everyone's entitled to be called what they want to be called. That's all I can say. Your nickname.
Let's go to Lee. Oh, you are just amazing. Lee in New City, you're on the pickle.
How much do you think Aaron Judge's contract extension should be?
I think it's more about the years than the money.
He's going to get 6 years.
You think he'll get six? He's going to want. Listen, he's going to want as many years as he can get.
He's going to want eight, but I think he's going to get six. Yes.
All right. Well, do you give him another year to lessen the money, or are you stuck at six? So what? 6 for 35?
Yeah, that's something like that. I think is right.
It feels like it's going to be right around like that 200 and 210-ish.
It's a big number.
Well, yeah, but I mean, again, he's going to be a free agent. They don't want to lose him. They pretty much told us that we're not going to lock into any more long-term deals.
There's no way they're going to let him get away. You'd get crucified if you let a homegrown star talent get away and you're the Yankees.
I mean, anyway, you look at it. Six for 35 is 210. Go 7 for 30, make it $30 million, 210.
Let's take one more, and then somebody says they can explain the voting situation, which I would love. Brian, Long Island. Brian, you're on the pickle.
Is Garrett Cole the third best pitcher in New York?
Yes. Yes.
Is Garrett Cole the third best pitcher in New York?
Yes.
We got three damn good ones, though, here in New York.
But isn't it fair to say that? He's the third best pitcher in New York.
After what we saw last year with the whole stick, yeah, I would say in the way it ended. He's great, but I'm taking DeGrom all day, every day.
Of course you are. And that will end another successful edition of The Pickle, brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. Six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. Our program director, who I thought was a good guy, is a bad human being.
That's a good pickle, by the way.
You know, terrific pickle. Since our group text, the people have spoken. Stop it. There's cheating going on.
He's the worst. I can't even.
Voter fraud at the highest degree. I mean, there's no way. Listen, I would have been fine losing. I really would have. This is cheating at the highest level. It's sad what's happening right now.
It is sad. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's involved with it. His head so far up that shows you know what.
Alex in Pennsylvania. Alex, go ahead. You have an explanation. I'd love to hear it.
Hey, guys. Hey, Rick. Hey, Dave. Love your show. I wake up every morning listening to you guys, but I also listen to the Michael K. show. And what's happening is that a lot of people that listen to Michael K. don't wake up till later. But last night, before they went to bed, they put their alarms on for 7:30, 8 o'clock, to get up and vote before voting was over.
No way.
Yep, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
I thought you had some kind of analytic analysis. That is horrendous.
No, it's called an alarm clock. It's called,
goodbye. Set your alarm clock for tomorrow morning. I'll be on at 7 o'clock.
Don't be nasty. Don't be nasty.
What a terrible call.
You're
telling me the last 4,000 people in perpetuity have all voted for Don LaGreca in the last 16 minutes.
It makes no sense unless this is a job from the inside. It was Hurley. It's Ace and Gary behind the glass here, the dynamic duo, doing whatever the hell they're doing with the poll and everything else.
Cheating. I commend them for how they got this done, but this is cheating at the highest degree. All right, let's go. Santi, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars.
There's a lot to take in here, I got to say. And Rick, I see what you did there with the dynamic duo, and I don't appreciate it. That's all I'm going to say. I was going to give you a shout-out for this, because we didn't really you did mention it in passing, but we didn't really do much with it. It's on the show Twitter account. Go check out what happened here.
When goalies attack.
And I'm just going to take from this when Arda screams for help.
Someone help me!
I just thought that was enjoyable.
The big bully.
Number 2.
This is what's going to happen. Whoever I find out is cheating with this, that's what's going to happen to them.
And, you know, we're great with the English language here today.
Let's get a little look at the traffic.
We make up words.
Accentuizing.
I'm really proud of us as a show.
Number 2.
I mean, host sadness, it still continues. I can't explain what's happened in the last half hour.
It's sadness. Inexplainable.
It's sadness is what it is.
Harass them. Harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
Maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
All right, Dave Rothenberg here. You know me. You love me.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Wow. I mean, I honestly, and I mean this sincerely, there's blatant and aggressive cheating that has gone on.
Is Don now dead to you, Dave?
No, no. Don is not dead to me. I like Don. I consider Don a great guy. He's a good friend. But either he or someone or Dorsey or someone is cheating here. Because this is a physical impossibility what has in fact happened.
Yeah, this was planned out and this was set in motion this morning.
Diabolical, I think is what some would say. All right, let's bring him in. Jay Williams. Jay, did you see what happened in my portion of the voting?
No, I didn't. Wait, please explain.
Yeah, well, you tell me. 30 minutes ago, it was 52-48%. Don led with about 2,000 votes. All of a sudden, 5,600 votes. Don leads 84-16%.
Oh, that just can't happen. I'm going to text Jack Dorsey right now. There is something going on. I don't like it. We're going to – this fake votes. Fake votes. That's what it is.
I think it's obvious. So – you're very competitive in your battle, though, right now against Greeny.
It's 60-40 right now. I mean, look, he's a legend. I get it. I'm hoping that I can register more with Gen Z. You know, I'm reaching out. Why are you shaking your head? My boss, Justin Credit, is across me, shaking his head at me. I'm trying to push out as much as possible so I can get people to vote for me, guys. I feel like Greeny's kicking my ass.
He's not kicking your ass. My ass is getting kicked all over the place.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolute cheating scandal looking, that's going on.
Gross looking bottom, too. Ugh.
How does that happen?
It
Dave,
doesn't.
So fast.
It doesn't. Obviously, there's something fraudulent going on right now. So, and by the way,
who is actually controlling all the votes, by the way? Who's controlling all the votes? Who's Russia. The one really registering the polls?
I think Russia.
Rick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that almost took us down a really deep, dark turn.
All right, we won't go down there. You know what? I don't know if you saw this. I tweeted you last night. what a comeback from our Dukies last night, Jay.
Oh, I got to tell you, I was at Chicago Cut with the boys, having the steak, watching the game. And I've never said this before, Dave and Rick. I thought Duke would have been out of the tournament like the first weekend. I've been saying all year, I'm like, we're not good. We're not that good. And this is going to be a disappointment for Coach K's last hurrah. I literally said to myself last night, we can win a national championship. It's the first time I've said that this entire year. It's the first time I've said it for a long time about a Duke team. Because I'm watching Jeremy Roach, I'm watching Paolo Banchero, and these guys are making plays down the stretch, and I feel confident in their abilities to make those plays. When 4 games ago, I would have never said that. I would have told you guys we got bounced by Michigan State. But it's looking like there is a legit opportunity for them to cut down the nets in New Orleans, which I will be at the game. If that goes, I will be at the Final Four if we get there. But it's the first time I'm saying it, guys. It's realistic. It's possible.
All right, Jay, quickly, because we don't have much time before Dave asks you the hacky, what's going on the show. How much of just knowing, like that game against North Carolina, what they lost, right? Again, being in that big moment, how much do you think that's helped them now in these big moments?
I think the pressure has galvanized them. And that wasn't a game, Rick. That was an event,
yep.
Right? Like that was something different. And now I think that this team is kind of like you have to say, screw it. Like, we have to play for each other. And I think that mentality of letting go and being at ease and playing loose is what's helped them get to this point.
Jay, you're phenomenal. I could tell that the voice is a little damaged from probably some screaming last night. I'm not going to ask you a 40 second lead in like Rick likes to do. Quick into the point, concise. I like to call it. What's coming up on the show? Take 20 seconds. Tell me what's coming up on the show today.
We're talking about how Tyreek Hill played the Jets. And Rick, as a Jets fan, I'm curious to get your quick thoughts on this. How do you feel? Are you emotionally hurt by this move?
No, I'm not hurt. It was never going to be the Jets once they gave him the option. I will say this though: we drove the price up. Which take that, Miami?
Yes, you did.
Oh yeah.
We're going deep into that, Dave.
I love it. I'm going to be locked in. Jay, have a great weekend. I know if Duke wins on Saturday, I guess it would be, that you will. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, boys.
There you go. That's Jay Will.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a
Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
cheating.
Oh, 98.7 ESPN.
Well, let's get a little look at the traffic.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.